Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Someone gazing out at the ocean from the main coast sees very different hues than someone squinting at the sea from a sunny beach on a Greek island. But why does the ocean come in so many shades of blue? Of course, ocean water isn't inherently blue. It's clear. The colors that we see on the surface are the result of light being absorbed and reflected by the water itself, whatever is floating and living in it, and the surface of the ocean floor below it. A glass of water will, of course, appear clear as visible light passes through it with little to no obstruction. But if a body of water is deep enough that light isn't reflected off of the bottom, it appears blue. A basic physics explains why. Light from the sun is made up of a spectrum of different wavelengths. The longer wavelengths appear to our eyes as the reds and oranges, while the shorter ones appear blue and green. When the sun's light strikes the ocean, it interacts with water molecules and can be either absorbed or scattered. If nothing is in the water except water, the longer red portions of the spectrum tend to be absorbed by the water molecules, whereas the light of those shorter wavelengths is more likely to go deep, hit water molecules there, and scatter back up towards our eyes, making the ocean appear blue. Depth and the ocean bottom also influence whether the surface appears a dusky dark blue, as in parts of the Atlantic, or casts a sapphire-like shimmer, as in many tropical locations. We spoke with NASA oceanographer Jean Carl Feldman. He said, in Greece, the water is this beautiful turquoise color because the bottom is either white sand or white rocks. What happens is the light comes down and blue light gets down, hits the bottom, and then reflects back up. So you make this beautiful light blue color in the water. Darker sand, rocks, or other formations mean darker water. The color is further complicated by the fact that the ocean is rarely just water, but is instead teeming with tiny plant and animal life, plus suspended sediment or other natural or man-made contaminants. Oceanographers monitor the ocean's color the way that doctors read vital signs of their patients. Colors seen on the ocean's surface reflect what's going on in its vast depths. Feldman, who's based at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, studies images taken by the sea-viewing Wide Field of View Sensor satellite, launched in 1997. From its perch more than 400 miles above Earth, or nearly 650 kilometers, the satellite captures Van Gogh-like swirls of the ocean's colors. The patterns are not only mesmerizing, but they also reflect where sediment and runoff may make water appear a dull brown, and where microscopic plants called phytoplankton collect in nutrient-rich waters, often tinting it green. Phytoplankton use chlorophyll to capture energy from the sun, to convert water and carbon dioxide into energy and then waste. Through this process, called photosynthesis, phytoplankton generate about half of the oxygen we breathe. Oceans with high concentrations of phytoplankton can appear blue-green to green, depending on the density. Some lend the water a yellow, reddish, or brown tint. Phytoplankton serve as the base of the food web and primary source of food for zooplankton, which are tiny animals eaten by fish. The fish are then eaten by bigger animals like whales and sharks. It's when oceans become polluted with runoff that the amount of phytoplankton can escalate to unhealthy levels. Phytoplankton feed on the pollutants, flourish, and then die, sinking to the bottom to decompose in a process that depletes oxygen from the water. Over the past 50 years, ocean zones with depleted oxygen have more than quadrupled to an area roughly the size of the European Union. Part of the cause may be an increase in ocean temperature due to climate change, since warmer water supports less oxygen. In coastal areas, phytoplankton blooms are suspected to be the cause. Phytoplankton may serve as the base of the ocean food chain, but as Feldman says, too much of a good thing is not a good thing. On a map on Feldman's office wall is a marker showing where there's little human interference, and ocean water is perhaps the clearest on the planet. In this region, off the coast of Easter Island in the Southeast Pacific Ocean, the water is deep and remarkably clear due to its location in the middle of a giant oceanic eye, which is a large circular current. Its central location means there's minimal mixing of ocean layers, and nutrients aren't pushed up from the deep bottom. The purity of the water there, coupled with the depth, make the ocean appear a deeper indigo than perhaps anywhere else. Feldman said, "The light just keeps going down, down, down. There's nothing that bounces it back. Here is the deepest blue you'll ever see." Today's episode was written by Amanda Onion and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.